The WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater spotlight on Avon and the Avon Health and the Center. The UH Avon Center. I can't read your thing upside down.
Right here. Could it be any more obvious? No. What do you think?
Wouldn't you think that's a little distracting?
Put it on there seven times so you would...
Seven times? And you gave me two copies of this.
I know. You've got like a 1 in 14 chance of getting it right. There you go.
The UH Avon Health Center on Healthways Drive.
Right.
In Avon.
You know who the most popular woman here today is? The one serving up the smoothies.
I saw a giant pineapple over there. Looks like some bananas. Well, Renee Barrett joins us, program manager. Thanks for making the noise this morning.
Yeah. You know, it sounded like a NASCAR race got underway right here.
We're
here
talking, and all of a sudden, and I thought maybe there's a giant floor cleaner or something else.
I was a little concerned, but apparently it did bring some interest in our activity this morning.
Yeah, we like it.
It's like a carnival, you know, a noise. What's that noise?
Oh,
what
yeah.
is it?
I hear it again. It's off in the background.
People are lining up for that. What is the deal with the smoothies today?
We are selling fruit smoothies for the American Heart Association to raise money for our Heart Walk team. We have the Lorain County Heart Walk this Saturday. It's May 17th. We can still add team members to our team. It is a fundraising effort. The walk kicks off at 9 a.m. and we will be at Avon Commons. If you can be at the walk, great. If you can't be at the walk and you'd just like to support the cause, we'll be serving up frozen fruit smoothies while supplies last this morning. It's a donation of $4 to the American Heart Association.
The big question is, what's in the smoothies?
Well, if I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me if I could put some vodka in it, I'd probably make a lot more money.
You have to jack up the price a little bit, too.
That's true. That's true. We have frozen pineapple, mangoes, strawberries, some peaches, as well as some plain Greek yogurt to add a little bit of protein and calcium, as well as some orange juice.
What about things like flax seeds or tofu or anything like that?
I'll be honest. Yeah. I am a health educator by trade, and I really wanted to add some kale or some spinach or something of that nature. However, some of the members kind of forewarned me, don't put anything crazy in there. We don't want it to look strange. So I kind of went middle of the road on this fruit smoothie.
Susie, made some for us, Bruce, not long ago, if you remember it. It looked like it was greenish-brown.
Yeah,
we didn't really... We
but
were
you remember,
really hot on that.
We didn't pay for that either.
No, you're right about that. We
so
didn't pay $4 for that.
We kind of got what we paid for in that particular
case. We paid
case,
for it afterward.
Like that, too, as well. I would recommend that they probably would buy the smoothies on their way out, not the way in. I don't know if you...
Yeah, it's best to
do
it.
A smoothie and then working out.
It's a great post-workout snack. You kind of replace some of that protein that's and within 30 to 60 minutes of your workout, I recommend that.
So what's new here?
We have a lot of great programs going on here at the Center for Health and Fitness. One thing that is coming up is the Extreme Loser Program. And for those who are not familiar with that program, it's a little bit like the show. However, it's real world. We have two trainers that will meet with a group of about six clients, and they'll exercise twice a week as a group. They'll also receive some nutritional guidance from our registered dietitian, as well as some fun challenges, much like what you would see on the show, except, again, more real world, to build some team camaraderie and, of course, ultimately, weight loss. We do know that people who engage in an exercise program or a nutritional program, if they have the support of others, they're going to be much more successful. We have a sign-up going on through May 27th. This program is available to our members as well as the community. So if somebody maybe just wants to come in only for the training, we can facilitate pricing for that as well.
I confess I went through that program 2 years ago. Good program. A lot of fun.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You've done excellent, and you've proceeded or
are you
going to
take part
graduated?
In the All-Star Challenge? Either of these shows always going to bring back sort of success stories to compete against other people
as well. About that.
Well, I like that idea, Bruce.
Yeah.
Perhaps we'll do that.
Something else like that. Usually with something, well, the show's different in a sense, there's a lot of emotion about it because sometimes weight loss, it's a change in a person's habits, a change in maybe in just in the person's appearance. Mm-hmm. That has a lot of impact on their being.
It is. The emotional and the psychological side, you know, are a huge component, you know, of any weight loss program, and kind of getting to the root of some of our habits. And I know, you know, even myself, I try to live a healthy lifestyle, but sometimes making any change in my life is sometimes a little uncomfortable. Sometimes you don't really want to do it. So we kind of help work with people on whatever level or stage of change that they're in.
Besides Extreme Loser, anything else?
We have a wonderful program called Fall Proof that's coming up. And I think it's great for the community, especially as our population is aging. It's a comprehensive balance and mobility program, and it's aimed at older adults who come from a variety of functional levels in terms of their fitness. It's a program that was developed by the Center for Successful Aging at California State University, and it's a systematic focus on improving balance and for older adults. Our group exercise and manager Maggie Langley leads this program, and we have a small group that we can take for this. Sign up is going on now. I don't have the dates in front of me, but I know that the program does start in June. If they would like more information, they can give Maggie Langley a call at 440-988-6801.
A lot of people coming in this morning, and will continue to come in through the day for lots of programs here, but also just individual workouts upstairs. And you have usually several fitness instructors on duty at a given time. When you bring them on board, when you make them part of the team, what do you look for in someone?
Well, one of our first requirements is they need to have a bachelor's degree in a health or fitness field. Many of our exercise fitness specialists have a degree in exercise science. We also look for somebody who can respond in the event of emergency. Sometimes we have many customers here who have a wide variety of ailments that we need to have somebody that can respond to, you know, should they have an emergency situation. And so somebody who can maintain a calm demeanor under pressure, but also somebody who's friendly and approachable. When you're starting out an exercise program, especially if you're new to it, we want somebody that can make someone feel comfortable and at home so that they're not an outsider. I know myself, even though I've been in the fitness profession, if I go to a new workout center and you see all the equipment, it can be intimidating. So really we want people to feel at home, and therefore, the more at home they are, the more they will come, and then they will have the positive outcomes in terms of their health and wellness.
I know we had you on back earlier this year when we talked about people setting goals for the new year, and mm-hmm. maybe not setting the goals too high, but to get, you know, set mm-hmm. set a realistic one mm-hmm. and keep things going. And I remember at the time that, and Bruce was really infatuated by this, you mentioned you had worked for NASA.
Yes.
What did you do with NASA?
Well, the employees had an on-site fitness center that the NASA team provided for the employees. They really believed in the value of health and wellness in terms of productivity for the workforce. So we did similar programs that we offer here at the UH Center for Health and Fitness in terms of daily exercise classes, as well as programs such as our Extreme Loser program. But again, it was a benefit to the employees, and we also had a medical integration where the employees received on-site physicals on an annual basis to maintain their health, as well as preventative health screenings. So really much in line with, you know, what we offer here.
And that seems many more and more businesses are going that way. Many more organizations are going that way. And one of the cool things about here is you've got everything under one roof and
exactly
so many different things to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Where's the office where the guy that just sits at the desk all day works? Where is he? It seems everybody here is moving around. There's nobody that sits still at this place.
That's right.
Place to wear a pedometer.
It is.
Right here.
It is. In fact, I forgot mine today, but I've been...
Oh, you wear one.
We recently did this 70,000-step program. It was a week program, and it was to gain awareness of our involvement with the Medical Fitness Association. And I tell you, you know, whatever program I run, I try to practice what I preach, and we had a little over 50 participants in that program. And some people got over 70,000 steps, and then some, you know, maybe just missed it. But on average, all of our participants got at least 70,000 steps.
Well, that's good. Renee Barrett, Program Manager of Center of Health and Fitness, thanks for stopping in and let you get back to the smoothies over there. Did you?
Thank you. And if anyone out there, you know, would like to come to our facility, we'd love to have you on a tour and show you around.
Sounds great. Thanks very much.